knock
Why
Joseph
do you think
off
the gas cliff it's made a dead great that he should be doing this kind of cultural storytelling, even outside of the dead? The branch,
let's
not
scream
from
jumping from
like
the
myself, like
but just as he was about
I feel
to hit the ground,
seep into my
room
as my muscles tighten and instinctively my body
it felt as though
into a
something
ball
had caught
cheeks.
Him. It's kind of a patois, a little bit of a Creole word that we use in Guyana to kind of describe any sort of spirit.
Being a queer, diasporic Caribbean person, I'm very disconnected from Caribbean culture because of the estrangement I have from family.
Like, you might think it's just an Ariana Grande song, but it's actually like a demon possession.
A lot of the other stories from the Caribbean and Africa are strictly oral tradition.
Why can I not process my own grief through horror? And just to kind of like play with the idea of like queerness, what chosen family actually is.
This is my Jumbi story. Welcome to Jumbi. With your hosts, myself, Cliff Knight, and Dev Ramsewak.
On Jumbi, we're going to hear dark and haunting stories from local storytellers that are inspired or about the spirits, monsters, and other cryptids from colonized places.
These are stories that don't often get to be told on larger stages. Not everybody grows up with stories of vampires and werewolves, or at least like the ones you can buy books about.
Then we'll sit in conversation with our storyteller to explore their relationship with their story, with horror, and how colonization ties into any of that.
We're going to have storytellers from across the Greater Toronto Area, with different cultural backgrounds from different kinds of communities.
We have drag queens Tifa Wine, or Ryan Persati, and Miss Nikki Galore, or Patrick Salvani.
First Nations rapper Wida Se, performer, vocalist, and motivational speaker Miss Tanya Liu.
And writer W.H. Vigo, among others who will be joining us as guests.
The stories they have to share are dark and haunting. You don't want to miss it.
We'll be releasing episodes bi-weekly starting October 27th. Be sure to find us and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
More information and transcripts of all episodes will be available on indivisiblewriting.com under podcasts.